Now, back to our coverage of the 2020 NFL Draft, live from the Fanatic War Room on 97.5, The Fanatic.
803-97.5, The Fanatic. While we were away, a tight end went off the board there, Joe Torti.
Yeah. Cole, can I buy a vowel commit? Went off the board to Chicago.
Okay.
So that's not bad. The Eagles not in the tight end market at all. I think the tight end class this year stinks out loud. So I'm cool with that. I'm cool with the Bears going there.
All right. So I have ESPN's best available. You have NFL.com's best available?
Yes.
So Ezra Cleveland, number one here for ESPN. J.K. Okay. Dobbins. Antoine Winfield. A.J. Epinesa. And Grant Delpit, those are my five here.
So that is amazing because there's only one of the guys there that's the same for NFL.com. That is amazing. So they have Zach Bond as the best available, Trayvon Diggs, Cam Akers, J.K. Dobbins, Jalen Johnson. That's their five.
Zach Bond, six here.
Uh-huh.
Trayvon Diggs, eight.
Uh-huh.
Who else did you
Cam
say?
Cam Akers.
Cam Akers.
I think ESPN hates Cam Akers,
18.
I think.
18.
Yeah, they hate him.
And who else?
J.K. Dobbins.
J.K. Dobbins.
He's in the five.
He's number two.
And Jalen Johnson.
Jalen Johnson is
way down there somewhere.
he's
way down there somewhere.
Where's my man at? Oh, Jalen Johnson at 11.
Oh, okay. All right. It's not that far.
Who I would like for the Birds.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad.
Again, I stand by. Who's on the opposite side of Darius Slay?
Right, yeah. It's like a rotating cast of characters that might be, it could very well be Craven LeBlanc.
Sidney Jones.
Yep.
Rasul Douglas. What's my man's name?
Avante Maddox. Yeah.
Jalen Mills.
Yeah, probably.
Will Parks.
Ooh, yeah. Well, brand new to the scene, Will Parks.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes,
Grant, I don't want you to go.
Come on, don't show Grant here.
Yeah, you know, Grant, go away. Mom looks concerned, like her son might go to the Browns.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
She's like, nah. He has a little smirk on his face, though. He's like, nah, I want to go to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm good.
Trade up,
guy. Sounds great.
Howie, what are you doing?
Team me up with Jalen, you know, and then
team me up.
With
Rodney.
We don't trade up, you know.
Yeah. Team me up with Rodney.
Well, I was just thinking former LSU ties.
Yeah, you're right there. Absolutely. All right. Well, what are you looking at here? Offensive linemen. They went offensive linemen in the first round. The needs, according to Mel Kiper, wide receiver, cornerback, linebacker, guard, and center. So no safety.
My Clemson bias is going to come out here. John Simpson's not a terrible
pick. Here's the pick
here.
2020 NFL Draft. Cleveland Browns select Grant Delpit, defensive back, LSU.
All right, well, should we just stop talking? Should we just stop talking about players
that we want to see here in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Guys, I need you to start doing me a favor. Start naming punters and kickers and quarterbacks from Division III colleges.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Josh Jones.
Yeah. Harrison Bryant is going to be a big-time player.
Let's go there. Absolutely.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. 610-632-0975. All right, guys. We're now 9 picks away from the Philadelphia Eagles, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 45. They're on the clock. Our pick is in. What do you want the Birds to do? Grant Delpit, that was one that both Joe Torti and I both liked, as well as much as Jeremy Chinn is the guy, Tyler Zuli does like Grant Delpit. He goes to the Cleveland Browns. Good selection for them. Another LSU guy going to Cleveland already with Landry and Beckham there, right? So what do you want the Birds to do right now? You still have a running back that you said, if he's available at 53, you cannot take him.
All right, so there's some news that are happening. Things are getting leaked. Some of it's okay, and some of it is not okay.
All right, wide receivers.
There's a wide receiver going, but it's going to be okay.
KJ Hamler?
Yeah.
He's going early.
Yeah, he's
going
to go.
Oh, nice. Good for him.
There's a defensive back going that's
Jalen.
Less okay. No. It's Winfield.
Oh.
Winfield's going to go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is getting awful. Oh,
well,
man.
That means AJ Epinesa is going to be a Philadelphia Eagle.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
I'm messing this up.
Oh, man. Well, listen. All right, well, just give me this then. How do you feel about Trevon Diggs?
Better and better now, I guess. It's the talent.
Do you
going
like
off.
Him better than Sidney Jones, Rasul Douglas?
All right, I know that I don't like Rasul Douglas, and I know that I don't like Sidney Jones.
Avante Maddox, starting opposite. I say no. Well, listen, I love that his versatility, and he can go all these different places and help you out in many different ways. Joe, I do not love him as an outside corner. Crevon LeBlanc, who you spoke about.
I still want to see LeBlanc
that's
get a shot.
That's the best option. That being said, I will not draft over him. The pick is in for the Tampa Bay Bucs with the commish right here.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Antoine Winfield, defensive back, Minnesota.
Okay, makes sense, right? Talent, available, you take him. And Antoine Winfield Jr. goes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So
a team that values traditionally defensive backs over the course of the year. So I think that Winfield's going to be good there. Gets to play with Tom Brady. That's going to be a big time, you know, feather in the cap moment for Winfield, but super cool. I love Antoine Winfield Sr. I just love the way that he played.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Loved
Pro
it.
Bowler. Yeah. We know how good he was. And here's his son, safety, going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 610-632-0975. So where do you guys want to go for the birds as we get closer and closer? We don't want to say any names.
I'm scared to say anything else.
We don't want to say any names.
Man,
but there are
man.
Some good people still available. Look, a defensive tackle from Texas A&M. The last time, you look at defensive tackle, you have some depth there, so you're not going to go there. Jeremy Chinn is available. Tyler Zuli would love that one. He's 15th on my list here.
Chinn is?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what I think they're going to do?
You're starting to get a feeling on what they're going to do?
They're going to go Cushenberry.
That actually wouldn't be the worst.
But
I mean, considering
but in
the
second
way the
round, though?
But look.
Wide receiver, Joe.
He's probably good, though. Like,
no, he's not probably good. He's going to be good, and he's another LSU guy.
I mean good as a pick because, like, everyone that you would quote-unquote want is going. Like, it's good. Tell me the truth. Tell me the God's honest truth. If you could take Cushenberry or Mims, are you locked into Mims? You just took a wide receiver in the first round.
Yeah, but they need multiple.
I get it.
Does that mean you wait until round number three, especially with the KJ Hamler possibility coming up here, right, as a selection?
Well, so that's happening now. That's happening at 14.
The Broncos, oh, they're going two wide receivers.
Yeah.
So why can't the Eagles?
they could. but so that means that they're not in love with, like, Claypool, Duvernay. Like, there are more. There are more wide receivers.
That's their situation. That's right. Their system. Yes, they had Judy. The Eagles are a little bit different where, yeah, they need. But, again, you know how I feel about the cornerback position. Jalen Johnson, if he's there. And I don't want to mention his name.
You already did.
I just did. But still, you know what I'm saying. So, right now, the Broncos are up right here with the commish picking. And let's see where the commish goes.
Hey, Hamler. Wide receiver, Penn State.
All right, let's go to Tyler Zuli on this one.
Our resident expert. Yes.
Resident Penn State expert, KJ Hamler. You are always honest about Penn State players. What do you believe is the potential for KJ Hamler? Now in a decent spot, right? Opportunity to play out there in Denver.
Yeah, the one thing that I've maintained throughout this, the whole course of this thing, is his size is the biggest detriment to him. He's a good football player. The drops are certainly concerning. I think he had the second highest drop rate in college football behind the big-time receivers, behind Jalen Reagor. I don't necessarily think it's a bad pick. I just don't think that, like, with the receivers that are left on the board, even with the receivers that are left on the board, there are a couple that I would have taken over him.
Mm. So, specific, well, because I know that there are some guys we've talked about, and Devon, I've heard you talk about guys later as well.
Uh-huh.
I think that there are players who are going to be taken later that are more productive than some guys who have already been selected. Devin Duvernay is one of the guys who I think is going to come in and immediately make an impact. I like Tyler Johnson from Minnesota, too, who's going to be a later round pick. Mm-hmm. I think that, or not later round pick, but later than this.
Yeah, like maybe third round.
Yeah, something like that.
Tonight,
possibly. That are going to be really, really productive guys.
All right, now look at what Denver just did. Judy and Hamler. That's not bad.
They're in on Drew Locke, man. That tells you that they are
give
committed.
Him some weapons.
Yep, they're going to say, we're going to give you every chance.
All right.
Man, pick is in for the Falcons.
Falcons pick is in. They are at 47, so we're getting closer to the Birds. And as you said, Joe, earlier, this thing is moving.
I like this.
This thing is moving.
This pace is good for me.
All right.
I don't like the results so far. Okay, so... I believe, and I don't want to speak for you guys, the safeties that I would consider for 53 are gone. I don't think that I am in on a safety at this point at 53. Tailback? If a tailback is the best player?
You said J.K. Dobbins.
Right? If he's the best player, you take him? You'd almost have to, right?
I wish Pat Egan was here so we can talk about A.J. Epinesa. Maybe he wouldn't mind him at 53. He just didn't want him at 21.
I get that. But, like, that's not the worst thing in the world at 53. Whew. I don't know, man. It's getting hot in here.
It is.
Man, I felt way better last night as C.D. Lamb and everybody's falling down the board, you know? But now it's, I don't know.
All right, let's get some of these phone calls in.
Yeah, let's do it.
Give Sam in Seattle an opportunity here next on the Draft Show. What's up, Sam?
What up, Devon?
Good to hear from
Sam.
You, man. How you been?
Hey, how you doing, buddy? If I told you to restart this draft, like, this thing couldn't go any worse. Apart from, like, one or two picks. Apart from the tight end, the Chicago guy. Like, apart from that pick. This is, like, exactly all the players that got drafted. Is literally, we had our eye on.
Yeah, I mean, so it's like as soon as we mention anyone, whether it's Michael Pittman or McKinney or Gross Matos, or bang, 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 there they go.
You know, it's crazy. As much as I want to draft, like, because I want to give Carson all the weapons he gets. Cause we haven't given him anything so far, along with the injuries and all that. I think they're not going to be able to justify getting a wide receiver here. What are they going to do? Not start Deshaun? Rieger's not going to start? What do you think? They're going to bench J.J. or Stega Whiteside? He's a second-round pick. Mm. I just think just with the fact that one of them got to sit, right? Rieger, Deshaun, J.J., or the guy who, like, say we get Mims here or whoever. Do you justify sitting any of these guys? Because they're such high picks.
Well, I don't know, Sam, because we saw J.J. or Stega Whiteside sit a lot last year, and there were plenty of opportunities where Burnett comes up and helps out Greg Ward, as we know. They had plenty of help from elsewhere, not named J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, so I don't think they're opposed to sitting if they have to.
I want them to get a wide receiver in Mims, because I think he's better than J.J. But I just think these franchises are so stubborn. Like, they don't like taking L's. They don't like admitting. They're gonna force him down us. Like, he's going to have to really show us that he stinks, and he's doing a good job at that. But, he's for them to just move on from him, he's not going to just move on from a second-round pick that easy. So I think what I would do is, right here, it's got to be a corner or a safety. Best available safety or a best available corner. Because everybody just keeps saying, yeah, Mills is going to play safety. Excuse me? We're just going to pretend like that's going to be okay.
That's just going to be it. Yeah. Quickly, what about Epinesa at the defensive end?
I don't mind. They're not going to do a wide receiver, so if they're not going to do that, I don't want anything but a tackle. I think our line is fine. I'm just either a pass rusher, safety, or a corner.
That's okay.
All right, man.
Best available at those spots.
You got it, man. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it, Sam.
There you go.
All right, the Atlanta Falcons are on the clock. Their pick is in. They are at 47. Birds at 53.
So big things have happened.
Yes.
In terms of the wide receivers, like, for example, Denzel Mims. If you're holding on to hope for Denzel Mims at 53, Atlanta does not take him. And the Jets trade out. So now Seattle's on the clock behind Atlanta. It was going to be the Jets. Seattle, knowing what Pittsburgh needs, likely trades up for a running back.
Uh-huh.
So that means that there's
your guy's going off the board. You're getting, potentially.
Mims potentially is sliding closer to
yes.
where you need to get to.
Yeah, so Dobbins maybe to the
Seahawks perhaps. Yep.
Pittsburgh, as you pointed out,
take a back. Probably.
Well, the Atlanta pick is in, and here's the commish.
Work alongside American Cancer Society and make this disease a thing of the past. With the 47th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Marlon Davidson, defensive tackle, Auburn.
Okay, Marlon Davidson. We spoke about him a little bit earlier.
Yes.
And Atlanta's just trying to beef up. You know, try to beef up, help that defense out. We know the offense can score points. They went defense at 16, which they wouldn't give up to the Birds. Right. They probably held the Birds hostage on that one, right? There you have it. Marlon Davidson is now a member of the Atlanta Falcons.
And the Falcons, I traditionally think of, fair or unfair, I think of them as a soft team. I think of them as a team that you can push around and stuff like that. But you keep adding guys like Marlon Davidson to the mix, that is going to kind of go away in a hurry.
It's a big fella.
Yeah. The Seahawks pick is in.
Already. You already trade up and you know what you want. So yeah.
I bet my hat that this is a running back.
All right, so the available running backs, Dobbins.
Cam Akers is there
Cam
as well.
Cam Akers, Zach Moss.
Yep. Unless they fall in love with the big guy, Dylan from Boston College.
Mm.
Who knows?
Mm.
But I would anticipate that this is a running back here for Seattle.
By the way, guys, Christian Fulton is still on the board.
Yes, he is.
Not bad. Not a bad
yes,
guy to
he
add
is.
There.
He was out there for a first-round pick for a lot of people. So if you had your choice between Fulton and Johnson, where are you going? Jalen Johnson.
I take Fulton.
I probably would, too.
Okay.
I'd probably take Fulton instead of Johnson.
All right.
I didn't think that would be an option. Truthfully, I didn't think that he'd be available.
This is if they don't go Mims, if Mims is not available, it's shaping up, right, for it to be a defensive player for the Birds, unless they go offensive lineman when we were talking about having Christian Berry as your future center in place of Jason Kelce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay.
I would like Christian Berry. I'm starting to warm up to that idea. It's not that exciting.
No, it isn't.
But
let's be honest. And I think Pat Egan is cool. He joins us on the text board, Pat Egan. He's good now with Epinesa at 53. Because it's not 21, of course.
Right, right, so of
there
course.
You go.
Natural.
All right, yeah. Good stuff.
Who did the Seahawks? This has to be Dobbins, right? This, like, absolutely has to be J.K. Dobbins. That's
right.
The only way that this would work.
There you go. Pick us in.
The New York Jets have traded the 48th pick to the Seattle Seahawks. With the 48th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Darrell Taylor, defensive end, Tennessee.
Ah. He was like way down the list for us here.
And Steelers aren't buying that. I promise you that. Pittsburgh was not in the market for that.
What the hell's going on out here?
They just wanted him. Period.
The Seahawks always do some craziness, don't they? Rashad Penny in the first round. Like, the Seahawks are always taking. You're like, what? Come on, bro.
That's who they wanted.
All right, so the best players available now. Are you in on a running back or are you out on a running back?
Oh, I'm
now?
In.
You're in. Okay.
The offense, man. Just keep it going. I like you, Boston Scott, but thank you. Let's keep it moving.
I could not agree with you anymore. Okay, so let's assume that the Steelers are taking a running back, which seems ridiculous now because I just assumed that the Seahawks would take one. All right, so the best running backs available: Akers, Dobbins, Moss, Dylan, Eno, Benjamin. Darrington Evans, okay. Wide receivers, which Pittsburgh also could potentially be in the market for.
They are always in the market for a wide receiver because they just develop them very well.
Yeah, they really do. Brian Edwards, Denzel Mims. We haven't talked about Edwards much from South Carolina. Chase Claypool, Van Jefferson, Lynn Bowden are the guys that are on the board.
All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Quarterback question.
Well, they could take one here.
Jalen Hurts is still there.
They could take one. It'd be strange considering they traded their first round pick. So their first pick in the draft would be a guy who hopefully is
not
going to help you this
right?
year.
Yeah.
But there's a spot for everyone. And okay. That's where all the buzz was. It was Hurts in Pittsburgh, right? That's where all the pre-draft buzz was regarding where he's going to end up.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't?
Okay. No, I didn't.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
Eason and Fromm find it hard to believe that if Pittsburgh were in the quarterback business, that it is either of those guys. I don't know, man. That's an interesting question that you bring up.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
They need offense, though. Their offense, now, they had been out for the entire year last year, but they were just putrid. They were horrendous last year.
You want to do this now?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well, listen, Lance, hang on because we want to get your thoughts. We want to get a break in to make sure we're here when the Philadelphia Eagles select at pick number 53, 610-632-0975. Joe Torre, Devon Givens with you until 11 o'clock. The Birds, they'll be up shortly, so we're going to break now, come back, and update you on the picks while we're away, and certainly get you ready for the Philadelphia Eagles selection at pick 53. It's the NFL Draft Special right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. Now, back to our coverage of the 2020 NFL Draft. Live from the Fanatic War Room on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. One of the names that we've been discussing for the Birds is off the board. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Joe Torre. I'm Devon Givens. Tyler Zuli's producing. We're with you until 11 o'clock. The NFL Draft Special here on The Fanatic. Chase Claypool. The commissioner is now up with the Bears selection.
Hold your ears.
NFL draft. The Chicago Bears select Jalen Johnson, defensive back, Utah.
And Lance is on hold.
Oh, man. So this wasn't us. This was Lance.
This was Lance. And we had earlier, they wanted to talk about, who was it that they wanted to talk
Taylor,
about?
Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah. And he went off the board. So let's go to Lance quickly and get Lance's thoughts on Jalen Johnson. And now pivot from Jalen Johnson. Lance, what's going on?
Yeah, I thought he was going to be the guy if he was on the board. I didn't know if he'd make it to it, but it makes sense that the Bears would take him because he's a very typical Bears kind of corner. I actually think the next two picks with Dallas and the Rams, I would bet you Dallas goes Diggs because I would have made you a bet that if they didn't have Lamb on the board, that's a guy that was in consideration at 17. Mm. And then I think the Rams are going to go Dobbins because they just lost Gurley. So you might have
Mims just fall into your lap.
So would you be cool with that, Lance? Is Mims a guy that you like, or are you would you be kind of disappointed?
I mean, he wasn't the wide receiver I love, but like I think he's at this point in time, you're at 53, and you don't know what you're going to get out of J-Jaw, and you don't know what you're getting out of Jeffrey, because he might not even be back, and you really don't know what you're getting out of Deshaun, because he doesn't play every week. You could use another outside wide receiver.
All right.
The value at 53 is good.
Well, here's the question. The value at 53 is good for Mims, but there's also value with Epinesa as well. What would you decide to do if you were the Philadelphia Eagles?
I would probably go Mims only because I think in the third round they can move up with one of their fourths and get that kid from Florida that they were raving about, or Barwin was raving about after that review. I want to say his name is Zuniga or whatever his name is. I don't know what his is. Z-U-N-I-G-A, something like that. And that kid,
Jabari.
He's supposedly the guy they really like.
All right, well, hold on, Lance. The pick is in for the Cowboys.
And our sincere condolences to Dak Prescott, whose brother Jace passed away yesterday. Dak, our thoughts are with you and your family.
All right.
Yeah, it's awful news. Yep. Really, it's pretty terrible.
It is. Yep, absolutely. So, all right, the pick is not in. Let's just go back to Lance. Sorry about that. Thank you, Lance.
No, that's okay. Off the board pick, if you want an off the board pick, Ezra Cleveland, the offensive tackle from Boise State. If the Eagles are truly down on Dillard, he's a guy I wouldn't mind. If you look at his athleticism, it's very similar matchup to Lane Johnson when he came out. Just saying that's not off the board if they're really down on Dillard.
No, it's definitely not off the board, Lance, and here's why. Joe and I talked about this during the break as we, of course, continue our conversation off the air. And we said, could they? Because we know what they like to do, just building up from in the interior on out. But as Joe pointed out, Lance, this also will look bad because they moved up to get Dillard last year. So you know what I'm saying? Not to say that right now, you know, you have to do what you have to do, but man, it would look bad if Dillard is not able to play.
I would somewhat agree, but they didn't give up. Like, people, when I look at it, they gave up a fourth and a sixth round pick to go up and get a guy that they thought was a top 10. But here was a problem with that pick. They never interviewed him. They never did anything.
Right.
They just said, Jeff Stoutland was like, oh, yeah, I like him. Let's take him. Mm. They never had those interviews. That is really bad job by the Eagles to just assume he wasn't going to be there and then just take him anyways without having all that stuff. Because I can view Jeff Stoutland saying, you know what, I worked with him for a year. I don't see it. He's not the guy that you think. But at this point, if Ezra Cleveland's the best player on the board and you're not happy with Dillard, dude, just take him. Like, don't compound a situation if you don't think he's going to be able to protect Carson Wentz and be like, well, we have to because we took him. Admit the mistake. Do it. Get the guy that you want that you think can protect him.
All right, Lance, thanks so much,
man.
Appreciate it.
All right, so without spoiling things, the Eagles have, I believe, every option that they would want to have at 53.
Okay.
Right now.
All right.
I think that is the case. They have players at least three different positions that they can get here and get a good player. So we were talking about being concerned that there were good players that were all going to go. I don't think that's true. I think that they're going to get a good player here no matter who they take.
Still good players.
Or at least the ability if they pick the right players. Right?
Now, when he's talking about Ezra Cleveland and everything that he brings to the table, right? I'm looking at now your NFL.com draft.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even the best tackle available in mind that I'm looking at. Is yours the same where you have right now someone else at the offensive tackle spot with Josh Jones from Houston?
Yes. Yes, he is the one who's listed as the
now,
best available.
Cleveland was the best available on ESPN.com.
Right.
And this one, it's Zach Bond, linebacker from Wisconsin, Trevon Diggs, Cam Akers, J.K. Dobbins.
Don't get attached to either of those first two guys.
Okay. Yeah.
So
that's fine.
If you're not attached to either of those first two guys, other than that, things could go your way.
All right. And the Dallas Cowboys, the pick is in. We await for them to return and the commissioner to announce the selection. Then the Rams and the Philadelphia Eagles. 610-632-0975. Joe Torti, Devine Givens, Tyler Zuli. We are with you until 11 o'clock. Not only do the Philadelphia Eagles have a pick in round number two, a few picks away, and you know, after this Dallas selection, they also have 103 in the third round later on this evening as well. So we'll have you covered throughout the evening, hopefully talking about two players that they brought in, hopefully players that we like that mm-hmm. they select.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the thing is,
Are you going to stay away from the Eagles pick on social media?
Yes, absolutely. Right. Of course I am.
You too, Tyler. Don't even peek.
The question is,
you going to ruin my fun for me?
That's right.
Are they going to go?
I want to see your reaction.
Are they going to go chalk? Are they going to go with something expected? Or are they going to go out of left field?
Okay, well, can you break down how you would feel with an offensive tackle being selected again, as Lance in Arizona just pointed out?
I'd feel terrible.
I would too.
I'd feel really terrible.
Is it because of the Dillard thing?
It's partially because of the Dillard thing, but I don't believe in like hanging on to mistakes like just because, right? So that's not the main thing. The main thing is that I think that there are better players left, and I'm always the best player available guy, and these best players happen to be at some of your positions of need. Here's Roger.
2020 NFL Draft. The Dallas Cowboys select Trevon Diggs, defensive back, Alabama.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you're not the biggest fan.
Not the biggest
Stephon
fan.
Stephon Diggs' younger brother.
Yes.
Is he wearing a cowboy? Yeah. I mean, he's a Buffalo Bill now, Stephon Diggs.
Well, I mean, he might be a Cowboys fan for the next like 20 minutes or something like that, you know?
He's allowed.
I get it.
Yes, absolutely. He's allowed.
Man,
good for him.
They're putting all of the rough stuff about these guys on all of their like slides.
Yeah, his father.
It's been like really with every player.
Why does it have to be, you know, we understand.
Everybody's been through stuff, but like, geez.
Celebration.
It's their happy day. Exactly. That's exactly it, man.
You know, they're going to be upset because they don't have those people there to celebrate with, mm-hmm. but... You know, they are looking at the television.
Now, of course
it pops up on the TV.
Jeez,
you know, they think about their folks who are out there. All right, Diggs is off the board. Bond, Joe said ignore that name as well.
So I didn't say that name.
All right, never mind. Then they have options.
Yes.
Here as the Rams are next up on the board. We predicted running back without Joe telling me anything,
yes.
even though I said a bunch of names. Lance also said running back with J.K. Dobbins. Cam Akers is also out there as well. We obviously know about Denzel Mims. Let's look at Denzel Mims, Joe. All right, Denzel
Mims. I'm ready for him.
6'3", 207 from Baylor.
Yep.
Had a he ran a 4.38 in a 40-yard dash.
Uh-huh.
And I just simply go to you and say, okay, if this is a possibility, it's good value. You're not the biggest Mims fan. Why?
Three main reasons. And I was talking about this with somebody who covers the league very closely in depth. The things that I don't like and that people don't like, route running is not good. Hands are not great. And compete level, like physicality, compete level is not excellent. So you'd expect a guy with that size... You know, who is a red zone threat. Don't get me wrong. He absolutely is. I think that you can out-duel that guy for the football. And at 6'3", 210, there's no way. There's no way you should be able to out-duel that guy.
Well, here's Raj with the pick at number 52.
One of the things we're truly looking forward to in our 101st season is the opening of a state-of-the-art facility in Los Angeles. It will be home to the Los Angeles Chargers and the Los Angeles Rams. And this next Rams player will call SoFi Stadium home.
Well, are we?
With the 52nd pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Cam Akers, running back. Florida State.
All right, so, okay, cool. We figured they would go running back. But look, you have an option of the players that we mentioned. We keep mentioning Jalen Hurts that... is still on, let me see, the Eagles, Buffalo, let me see, I have the list right here.
You're trying to find the spot for Hurts?
Eagles, Buffalo, I'm just speaking out loud.
Would he have to be a day one starter, wherever he is,
because we already put him in one spot when we said, hey, what if he is in, what was the spot that we had him in?
Pittsburgh.
We already sat him in Pittsburgh. Ben is still Ben. He's there. He doesn't necessarily have it anymore, but who knows?
Right.
Right? And where is he on people's boards at this spot? Now, when we do this, let me see. Where is he on this board that you now have me on with NFL.com?
So I'm not going to spoil anything, but this is from Adam Schefter. Here comes the eye-opening pick of round two. I don't know if that meant the Akers pick or whatever the Eagles are about to do.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
We already know.
That could mean they're taking Dobbins and taking another running back.
They could take J.K. Dobbins. That could mean that.
Man.
You know, by the way, Jerry Jones is kicking the crap out of this draft, by the way. In isolation, with nobody telling him what to do.
He's on his yacht. Leave me alone.
It's like, I got this. And he does. So far, I'm cool with it.
If the Eagles take Jalen Hurst right here, all right, we're here until 11 o'clock, people.
All right, so
we'll have this conversation if they do it, but...
You don't think that that's what this is?
No. But he said, what did he say?
He said, here comes the eye-opening pick of round two. I don't know if that was about the Eagles or about the Rams.
Heck no. We knew they needed a running back.
That's got to be about the Eagles.
All right, the pick is in. Here it is.
We're the 53rd pick in the 2020 NFL Draft. The Philadelphia Eagles select... Jalen Hurts, quarterback, Oklahoma.
Are you ready to fire him now? Serious question. Are you ready to fire him now?
What in
Are you
the
ready?
World is going on?
two things can be true at once, right? The Eagles need a quality backup quarterback, okay? That is absolutely true. But you can't do it after taking Jalen Reagor in the first round. I want to hear from...
I was kidding. No, I wasn't kidding. I'm just like, where's he on someone's board?
Right there. Next. He was next on the Eagles board.
I need Adam Schefter to explain this one.
How in the... This is unthinkable at this point. If you're Carson Wentz, you're like, what the hell? Well, he doesn't say that, obviously. But what is happening? This is bananas.
What is going on?
Hey, by the way.
Are they switching him to a new position?
I'm not saying that Carson Wentz is a mentally weak guy by any stretch. But we saw how fun it was when he had like a popular, trendy backup quarterback.
Hell, I did a show with you. Cam Newton, anybody?
Oh, my God.
What is this? You know what they're going to say. Our board, the value. All, is this a trade possibility for them? Listen, everybody, 610-632-0975. We've been waiting all night. The Philadelphia Eagles, pick number 53. They select quarterback from Oklahoma, formerly of Alabama, Jalen Hurts.
Unreal.
I was kidding. He's a good player, right? We were talking about him for other teams that need quarterback play. Can he be a strong backup? Yes. Guess what? He's going to be there for a while backing up. Because you have your franchise quarterback. Joe, this has to be for down the line where someone needs a quarterback and they are looking to move. What are they doing here?
Taysom Hill, maybe? Maybe they're looking at it and they're like,
gadget
all right,
stuff?
Yeah, we need gadget stuff. We got Taysom Hill in New Orleans. That worked out well. As a straight-up pick, I want to hear from the people that went through the stages of grief.
Is Doug smiling?
He is!
Well, Doug, is this the new norm? What are we doing here?
You made it through to acceptance on Jalen Reagor by today. Tell me about how we like Jalen Hurts as the second pick. 53! It's Jalen Hurts or DeAndre Hopkins.
Who is Howie trying to air high five with no one standing there? Is it his kid? All right. What do you want to do here?
Is there a bridge that we could jump off?
He has to be like, all right, well, what am I doing, though? I'm excited.
Like, great, but why?
What am I doing? All right, let's go to Tyreek. No. Do we have Sal here? Sal's on the line. Joe Torty, Devon Givens, day number two, pick number 53 is in. Joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, Sal Palantonio. Joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast, we go to Sal Palantonio next from ESPN, of course. Sal, good evening. Help us out with this one.
Yeah, Joe Torty was getting texts from me that they were looking at a backup quarterback, weren't you, Joe?
Yeah, you sure were, sending them right my way. And I thought, really? Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts. I knew they were going to pick Jalen Hurts. I just didn't know it was going to be in the second round. It's quite shocking that they would use a second-round pick on Jalen Hurts. There's no question about it. But he does fit perfectly with what Doug Peterson wants to do with this offense. There's no question. He wants to get more run production out of the quarterback position, just like his mentor Andy Reid in Kansas City and the Ravens do in Baltimore. You know, the Eagles use a lot of RPO principles similar to what Hurts used with the Sooners. He's also familiar with the pro-style offense because he played for Nick Saban in Alabama. So, you know, they want to move the quarterback around a lot more. I just think it's going to be shocking to the system when you spend over $100 million on Carson Wentz and then all of a sudden you go in a different direction with Jalen Hurts.
Sal, let me ask you this. We thought of two possibilities right off the bat. The first one was the Taysom Hill effect and how New Orleans kind of set a trend, perhaps. Is it more of that, as far as you can tell, as opposed to a statement of any kind to Carson Wentz?
No, I don't think it's a statement to Carson Wentz. I think it's a statement about what they want to do offensively.
They want to definitely get more run production out of the quarterback position. They want to have another option like New Orleans. They want to have a guy who's a qualified backup. There's no question about that. Listen, they didn't draft Jalen Hurts in the second round to sit him on the bench. In his telephone call with Doug Peterson, he said to Doug Peterson, "Let's get to work. Let's go to work." And this guy wants to play football, and he wants to get on the field. I'll tell you this much, though. It'll be interesting to see how Carson Wentz reacts.
Yes, that was going to be my next question. Yep.
To Jalen Hurts taking snaps at the quarterback position. And it's going to happen, and it's going to happen right away.
Now, Sal, with the injuries that he sustained over his short career with Carson Wentz, how much of this, as you pointed out, having a backup that is a viable backup at this position, is also about maybe saving him, his body sometimes when they do decide to go on these different things with the run game, using the quarterback more with the running, and not having Carson Wentz do that?
You know, Devon, those questions are unanswerable right now. I want to say this at first blush. This is not about Carson Wentz. This is about the Philadelphia Eagles and what they can do on offense. That's what I will say. Eventually, it is going to be about Carson Wentz.
Sure.
But there's no question about that. But I think it's, as Joe said, it's the Taysom Hill effect. It's the Lamar Jackson effect. You know, it is going to be a delicate balance, and it's going to be very difficult to incorporate Jalen Hurts into this offense because of the abbreviated nature of the offseason due to COVID-19. So this is going to be a fascinating set of circumstances. No question about it. It's a major bombshell. It's a shock.
Big time. Shock. Big time. Sal Palantonio joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. Jalen Hurts, the selection for the Birds in day number two. Pick number 53. Sal, we were sitting here also talking about, of course, the wide receiver position. Names going off the board. But Denzel Mims attached to the Eagles at least pre-draft quite a bit. Why not Denzel Mims in terms of their board and their fit with the Birds?
Well, I don't know. Right now, there's just a shock that they picked a quarterback with the second round. I mean, Devon, this is an unbelievable set of circumstances. When I texted Joe earlier in the evening and I said the Eagles are targeting a backup quarterback, I knew it was Hurts, but I didn't think it would be in the second round.
You thought it would last at least to the third?
I just didn't know.
Yeah.
No way of knowing.
This is huge. This is definitely huge.
And Sal, now that we're, it's almost hard to say. Now, like you said, they just drafted a quarterback in the second round. Where they even stand with the rest of their needs? Because, you know, we didn't think the quarterback was on their list of needs. Like you said, certainly not in the second round. Is there any sense that that they were so in love with Hurts, this is why it happened, or it's more of how the board broke in the second round that kind of?
No, I think they were so in love. Obviously, it had to be they were so in love with Hurts. Mm. No question.
Man, oh man. Mm. All right, Sal.
All right.
Good stuff, man. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
You got it.
All right, thank you, Sal Palantonio.
Sal Palantonio joining us.
All right. Well,
he's stunned. We're stunned. I assume that you're stunned.
Well, I am stunned. I even had to ask him a Denzel Mims question because I'm stunned. All right. Tyreek, Ray, Sam, everybody on hold. Just hang on. We do have to squeeze this break in. Tyler Zulli's producing, doing a fantastic job. You guys always doing a great job. Joe Torty's doing a great job. Do we know that Howie Roseman is doing a great job? He just took a quarterback at 53. They're going to get creative. The biggest story, I would think, now of the draft thus far. Joe Torty, Devon Givens, will take your phone calls on the NFL draft.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Special on the other side right here on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.